Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Very, very, very excited about today's program. I got some cool announcements to make a lot of information to give to you today, including in hour number two. David Sumrall will be with me for the entire hour. He is the producer of Bloody Hill, the film Bloody Hill. And they do a lot of information about January 6th. But as I've told you before and encourage you, Capital Punishment, the Nick Searcy film, and I most people that watch it are really like it. I've had a few people that have talked about Nick's flair for sarcasm. But all in all, he really presents a lot of incredible truth. The real January 6th by the Epic Times, encourage you. Joshua Phillip will be back with us. I don't know exactly when, maybe later this week. But really great stuff, including video that shows that they did, in fact, the two guys that the ME said were heart attacks, they weren't heart attacks. They were killed. They were murdered. And they were murdered by D.C. Capitol Police, who threw compression bombs that landed on them as their backs were turned to the D.C. Capitol Police. Some of them involved in praying. And there's video of the whole situation and what happened, including the beating of Rosalind Boylan by a D.C. Capitol Police woman. And she couldn't even, she lost her baton, so she grabbed a crutch and started beating the woman who was unconscious on the ground with a crutch. It's an unbelievably out of control. And then Ashley Babbitt, and we see that there could have been a second shooter because there was another D.C. Capitol Police that did draw their weapon, but chose not to fire because they realized that Ashley Babbitt wasn't a threat. It was murder. So we'll have that coming up. But the connection between Ruby Ridge, Waco, Bundy Ranch, Lavoie Finicum, and now January 6th, and 40% of Americans are identified as domestic terrorists. That should concern every single person listening or watching this show. I don't care what side you're on. You may well be considered by this usurping out of control entity that calls itself our government. You may be a domestic terrorist in their eyes. Let's see, what else do we have? We'll have Randy Pollan talking about the Arizona elections coming up, and right now joining me, as he waits patiently in his vehicle, in his people mover. At least that's what they are, right? Disney came out with that years ago. They were people movers. I want to welcome Rick Manning to the program. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, good to be on. I'm happy to be inside my gasoline consuming transportation device. And, you know, and I'm not contributing to global warming because I don't have to hook up to a coal-fired power plant to run this thing.
Well, you know, and we're going to get into that in just a couple of minutes, because so we have a new bill, and I have to tell you, I'm really confused about this. So it's because I was thinking it was two bills, because there's this big announcement that the health and climate change agenda of Biden has passed. And so I was looking for the health and climate change bill, but the health and climate change bill isn't the health and climate change bill. It's actually the Inflation Reduction Act. So I'm totally puzzled, but I know, Rick, that you're going to help us in a second here to be able to better understand that. Real quickly, want to give you my India update. We will be having a pastor's, outreach coming up on August the 20th. Big pastor's outreach. We're planning on having over 100 pastors in attendance. We do need some more support. If you can help us out, that would be wonderful. But we're doing that. We're also launching our fifth school for widows. We'll be launching on that same day, and we'll be having the pastors that are there praying over the ladies that are going to be in that. And then the following week, we are planning on launching two satellite sewing schools for widows in two more rural locations to teach widows how to sew. And so we are so grateful to the Lord for the opportunity to be able to do this. CG4i.com to learn more about that and how you can support us there. All right, Rick.
Hold on. I've got to ask you a question.
Yes.
How do you sew a satellite?
How do you hoo-da-ha?
How do you sew a satellite?
Oh, I don't know. Did I say? Oh, yes. Okay. Cool. Yes. So yeah. So these are, our main sewing school is at our main center in Amritsar, and we have 8 sewing machines, and we do 2 classes a day. So 16 women get taught how to sew for 4 months. These other two schools, and mainly resources, but we're going to have 3 sewing machines at each location. We'll be able to train 6 women at each location, and then launch them, and then provide them each with sewing machines. So that's how that's going to work.
Okay, so they're off-site.
Yes.
I just got confused. I've been thinking about Elon Musk a lot lately. I was wondering if he discovered something and you were helping him.
Well, no, it'd be nice if he was helping us, but then I wouldn't have any financial, you know, challenges whatsoever, would I? You know, maybe one of these days he'll find out about us and he'll say, here's an endowment. He'll do it.
He's down there in Texas, but let's get to my silliness aside.
Stuff, right? I mean, this is a major step. Ted Cruz talked about this. He referred to this at CPAC this past weekend, or on the 5th of August, a couple of days ago. He said this is a massive power grab. Your talk about, yeah, break it down for us, please.
Yeah, what the Democrats did, and I want to just be clear. For all of the lifting up of Joe Manchin and his concerns about inflation and everything else, you know, he was dead. This was his bill. And so what they did is they put hundreds of billions of more dollars into green energy development. They pushed forward to try to make us more reliant upon solar and wind. And in particular, with the massive amounts of spending to encourage solar and wind to be increased in terms of our dependency on those unreliable sources of energy, they went and they paid for it, and so they basically took the Green New Deal that they had, the Build Back Better garbage, and they cut the amounts that they were spending on it, on each section, and they just reduced the amounts that they were spending. And so they're spending, another $750 million or $1 trillion on this on top of what's already been spent. And the objective is to make it so by subsidizing green energy so heavily that as they drive the cost and continue to drive the cost.
Can we hang on a minute? I want to, because sometimes those words get lost on us.
Mm-hmm.
Subsidizing. I remember I had Curtis Elkins?
Ellis.
Ellis, yes. Curtis Ellis on a number of years back. And there was a quote at that time by George Soros who said, the only reason that I invest in windmills and green energy is because the government pays me to.
Yeah, that was actually Warren Buffett. And
oh, Buffett. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you for that correction.
But Warren Buffett did, he has admitted many times that he invests in windmills because there's a tax credit that makes it profitable to invest in windmills.
And so
it's
when
not
you say, right.
It's not profitable
otherwise. So when you say subsidy, that's what you're saying. That is the word, that's the key word to understand, folks, is what just happened is we the people, through these representatives, just agreed. I mean, look, if you've got a losing proposition, a losing business proposition that you're in, you cut your losses and you walk away. You don't keep trying to find money to pour into something that is a losing proposition. You can't do it. It makes no sense.
Unless you've got a bottomless inkwell and of red ink that you can draw from, which is what the left does with our budget and with our spending. So you have that's exactly what's occurring. And oh, by the way, just in case anybody is thinking, well, if we just get to the point where we have enough of the green energy that it can take up a significant part of our grid and become dominant, then we'll do all these great things. People, there's a simple fact. Texas has been trying to do that. Texas, of all places, has been trying to do that. Most people don't realize that Texas has a kind of a closed loop utility system, electricity right. generation system. They set it up about 15, 20 years ago. Probably the biggest mistake the Texas legislature has ever made, because what they've done is they've said they try to control electricity production, and they've made it so doesn't make sense to invest in new natural gas, new coal, new nuclear, because you can only have the investor can only have a certain percentage of the marketplace. And so what they've done instead to increase demand is they've put a bunch of windmills and solar panels out, primarily windmills, out around the countryside. And Texas has some windy places and windmills, so you've got windmills on top of where your oil's coming from in a lot of places. And what you've discovered, and Texas has discovered two out of the three last years, is that when it gets really, really windy, you have to shut the windmills off because they'll burn out, which means it's not generating anything.
Right. And if it gets really, really cold, then they freeze, and then they don't generate anything either.
If they freeze, it doesn't generate. If you have clouds on top of that, your solar doesn't work.
Yeah.
And so.
All right. Hold that thought. We'll be back. There is a positive to Texas's isolation, if you will. Texas is the only state with the ability to protect its infrastructure if it chooses to. Back after this.
Chef, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. These, it's good stuff. It's really good stuff. Well, here's another piece to this that I think is so misleading, and this has to do with how the Democrats love to do labeling. They're calling this the Inflation Reduction Act, Rick. And you I just spent all this time talking about climate change, And we haven't even gotten into the takeover of the healthcare system and the mandates. I'm going to have Dr. Peter McCullough on for a full hour on Monday, but talking about, you know, the mandatory that they're doing, they are going full force with their mandatory injections. And now you've got Becerra, who just announced that the United States is in an emergency health condition because of monkeypox. anyway.
But remember the key, I mean, here's something really, really significant. The Democrats in this inflation reduction bill, which, by the way, Moody's Analytics, which is a left-wing firm, Moody's does a lot of bond ratings, did an analysis, and they came up with that this bill will reduce inflation in year 10, in 2032, will reduce inflation by 0.33%. One-third of 1% inflation decrease. So rather than 9.1%, it'll go to 8.8%, according to Moody's, based on this bill in 10 years.
Can I tell you what this reminds me of, Rick? This reminds me of listening to our Russian defectors when I was in Russian school talking about Russia and the 5-year plans that never made it out of year 3 because they always failed because they never actually did what they said they were going to do. And we're governing in the same way right now. We don't even realize we live in communist United States and we've allowed this to happen. We're living in it and we don't even realize it. 10 years from now, we're going to say
0.33%.
Whoa, 0.33% on inflation. That's going to make a big difference.
Now recognize this is, we've got a $750 billion spent bill that spends $750 billion. It taxes, it's got massive tax increases in it. And somehow, they came out with, they manipulated their charts to make it so, oh yeah, it's going to reduce inflation sometime in the future, maybe a little bit. And the White House was so excited by this announcement that they made a big deal out of it. They said, see, it is an Inflation Reduction Act. The title is correct. This is nothing more than a mini Green New Deal that puts a lot of money into programs that future Congresses will then feel compelled to expand and increase because that's what they do. And any attempt to roll back these programs will in fact be met with, you have to get 60 votes to do that. And, Greg, this is process. I'm going to bore your listeners and viewers for 30 seconds.
Okay.
This was done under something called budget reconciliation, which we've talked about before. But it has to be shown to be budget neutral. The Congressional Budget Office said it was. Consequently, it counts. And it can be passed by only 51 votes in the Senate.
Right.
So the Democrats, with a 5-vote majority in the House, a 0-vote majority in the Senate, and a White House, managed to do this with 50 votes, all Democrats. Joe Manchin, Kirsten Sinema, all voted yes. With Kamala Harris voting to break the tie, 51. And next year, when the Republicans are in control, most likely, they can try to undo it, but Joe Biden will veto it.
Well, not only will that be the case, but Republicans, because of the establishment, will do this in such a way that somehow it won't meet the CBO criterion, and therefore it won't be budget, and therefore it'll require 60 votes to undo.
Right. Well, no, that's exactly right. But the key is it doesn't matter because Biden will veto it. So you have to have the president, the Senate, and the House. And the Republicans, when they had that in the past, what weren't they able to do? They weren't able to roll back Obamacare because they couldn't get John McCain, Lisa Murkowski, and others to go along. So consequently, the Republicans you have to get 50 of them, and the Republicans are much, much more diverse than the Democrats are. And that's where we're at with this. So it's a hard thing to undo one of these bills. And so the Democrats put the infrastructure in place for future destruction, but they had to cut back their ambition of how much money they were going to fund it with.
Absolute insanity. Absolute insanity. What is taking place and what they call this. And again, the folks, we're going to be like, oh, people are going to say, well, I don't know, you're talking about entities getting money and government regulations and so on. And the average citizen doesn't recognize where this gets to them until they go to buy a gallon of milk that yesterday was $4.50, and by next week it could be as much as $7.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We now have experienced inflation, so we know what it is, and it's, yeah, you know, we've got a 9% tax right now. Our money's worth 9% less than it was a year ago.
We gotta take a break. Back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I have asked Rick Manning to stay with us. Folks, I understand that some of this is very difficult to digest because it's really, it feels kind of like you're getting into the weeds, so to speak. But I have to tell you, this is where the decisions are made, and they literally do come to roost at your kitchen table. They come to roost in the wages or the lack thereof that you get in a paycheck. They come to roost in the tax bill that shows up, some of which you see and some of which, quite frankly, they're going to take from you, and you're not going to have any, you're going to realize that your check that you get each week or every 2 weeks or however you're paid, you're going to realize it because that check's going to be less. And in some instances, though, it'll only be a little bit less because they don't want you to really know what they've done to you. But where it'll catch you is that all of a sudden there'll be incremental increases in your groceries, incremental increases in your electric bill, incremental increases in your gasoline bill, incremental increases in your big purchases like your car, and all these little areas. And what happens is it all adds up. It all adds up. And Rick, talk to us. You've got a particular piece of this as an example, again, and policy. Illegal immigration. You say, well, I live in, Michigan. Michigan's pretty good. If I said Minnesota, you'd say no Somalis. If I live in Michigan, I'm thinking, illegal immigration, that's a border problem. That's mainly a Texas problem, but it's a border problem. But it's not. Because they're busing them now, and they're getting into your school system, and at the end of the day, you're gonna pay higher taxes in order to house them, feed them, clothe them, and educate them.
That's true.
And that's why this next bill was so important, and they killed it. Talk to us about it.
One of the things that President Trump did is something called Remain in Mexico policy. There are a couple of bases behind that, but one of them was COVID and the need to keep people who were coming across the border in Mexico sequestered and not come across our border, so we have, under law, have to do something with them. And there was agreement that President Trump made with the President of Mexico to allow for that to occur. So they were essentially, people who came north were discovering, hey, I'm stuck in Mexico. And when people say I'm stuck in Mexico, what they don't do is they don't continue coming north. So it was a very effective policy. Biden has tried to get rid of it day one. There's been court battles about it. But there was a vote this weekend that was very important. Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma put a bill of, for those of you who were in the last section, I explained the budget reconciliation project, but prospect or way it works. But here's so it was under budget reconciliation. So it only required 51 votes to pass this amendment. And it said, we're going to take $100 million away from some of the Obamacare spending that's being done, and we're going to put it towards enforcing Remain in Mexico. And so it was okay under budget reconciliation. It was a budget neutral amendment. And what we had was that 50 Democrats voted against it, 50 Republicans voted for it, and the vice president voted against it. So it failed. So it didn't get 51 votes. Now, here is why people hate Washington, D.C. Senator John Tester then pops up and says, I'm going to offer Remain in Mexico, but I'm not going to include the budget offset. So the parliamentarian says, well, then you'll need 60 votes to pass this, Senator Tester. He says, fine. So the vote comes up, same language, just what didn't have the $100 million offset. And guess what? Every vulnerable Democrat up for re-election in the Senate voted for the Tester Amendment so they can say, I voted for Remain in Mexico. I voted for Remain in Mexico. We have this monkeypox crisis, and we can't have people coming across the border without being checked and all this. I've done something. I voted for it. But guess what? It didn't get 60 votes, so it didn't pass. So politically, those six Democrats can now go back to their constituents and tell them, truthfully tell them they voted for the Remain in Mexico policy, but never inform them. In fact, the vote that could have passed, that would have passed if one of them had voted for it, did not pass.
But Rick, this is while at the same time, Biden's director of public health, Becerra, is declaring a state of emergency over monkeypox in the United States based on the WHO, who 6 days ago also declared a state of emergency. And yet the hypocrisy reeks to high heaven, because here's the WHO, and I'm not saying, There's a whole lot of nonsense going on. There's a whole lot of monkey business going on with regards to this anyway, okay? But if you follow their own logic, the WHO says we've got a worldwide emergency. Becerra 6 days later says we've got a national emergency, and yet the Senate won't keep the people that might be carrying their quote unquote emergency in Mexico. They're going to let all these people into the United States.
100% correct. But the part that just drives me nuts is because all that's a pretense. This is nothing more than the stuff that causes people to throw up their hands and say, I hate it. I can't understand it. They all lie to me, because the same Democrat can say to you, I voted against the Remain in Mexico policy, that Biden has, and voted to pass, to keep that policy in place. And they can say that both of those things are true. In Washington DC, more time is spent trying to figure out how to be able to confuse issues by making strawman votes that don't really matter than there is to actually solving problems.
Okay. Let me just interject. And here's how we fix that. Here's how our founding fathers gave us the mechanisms to actually fix this. The mechanisms to fix it, because you know what? And it's interesting. I had a guest on last week, Mike Sagba, who, was in Venezuela watching how Hugo Chavez took over. And one of the four items that was on that particular list of how the takeover took place was apathy of the middle class.
Right.
And that is precisely what we have going on. We have apathy of the middle class going on right now. Open borders, a uniparty system, an infiltrated education system, and an apathetic middle class. Those are the four things that Chavez used in Venezuela and that authoritarians and dictators have used historically in order to destroy a country. Now think about it. What did I just talk about? Open borders, a uniparty system, an infiltrated education system, and an apathetic middle class. Rick, is there anything on that list that we don't have right now in America?
No, the closest thing we don't to stop on it is the apathetic middle class. But I think people have woken up a little bit. They continue to wake up, and we have, but let's put it this way. Our political class, supposed political class, the uniparty, that's supposed to be leading the charge is providing zero inspiration to move forward. Their objective, you know, they've made a decision to not talk about issues. They made a decision to say, we're not really going to nationalize the election over issues. We're going to sit there and say, we don't like Biden and consequently vote against Biden and never tell people, give people a reason to vote for them. And in doing so, they are in danger of losing a historic opportunity to completely remake this country and put the Democrats in a minority, a permanent minority for half a century. We are at a moment in time where if Republican leaders were actually out fighting, were being more like Ted Cruz and less like Mitch McConnell, quite frankly.
Or John Cornyn.
Or John Cornyn. If they were actually out fighting on issues, you could reset the politics in this country, because we have a fundamental transformation in the country.
Yes.
Blue collar workers are saying no. Traditional Democrats are saying no.
Yep.
And so we have a transformation. The Democrats are transforming the country to the left, and the people are standing up and saying, no, we want the country transformed to the right. And what we're getting instead is we're getting the transformation to the left and nobody fighting to push the country back to American principles.
And we'll talk about that coming up on the other side. Rick's going to have to leave us, I know. God bless you, my friend. Back with more Chosen Generation after this.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Let me there we go. All right, so, man, some information that I forgot to mention, by the way. And I don't know if you're familiar with this platform or not. You may be. If you're listening to conservative media and alternative conservative media and trying to get, you know, at the truth and what have you, then you probably are familiar with this platform, because most of what they put on and most of what they host is, you know, strong conservative content. Brighteon right now is that their tag says currently undergoing maintenance, but what I hear is that they've had a DDoS attack in an effort to try to take them down. Now, I know that we here at TECNTV.com have had a number of these kinds of attacks in the past, and that, you know, our founder Kenneth McClinton has worked very hard to find a very secure way to put our broadcast out. But folks, I'm telling you, this is the kind of stuff that we are battling in this country. And we are battling big tech censorship. We are battling big tech powers that be that don't want information. They don't want what Rick and I just talked about and how it works. They don't want you to know what's going on and actually how it works and how they kill these bills and how they're able to tell you literally what sounds like two contradictions or contradicting statements. And yet both of those be true. For example, as Rick explained the Remain in Mexico bill in the last segment, where he said that a Democrat who is in a situation where their constituents are not all about all of this radical left behavior can say both that I voted for the stay in Mexico policy in order to try to appease certain constituents, and yet on a larger scale where a lot of the outside money and influence is coming that keeps them in office, they can say, no, I voted against it just like you are paying me to. Oh yeah, paying them to. That's what's happening. So here's what I wanted to bring up and share with you. And let me see if I can. Okay, it says when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitled them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Now, I am not suggesting that we separate. I am suggesting that we understand what it is that caused our founding fathers to make the separation from England and to go back to understanding what it is that they believed that God was calling them to do in founding this country, which is to unwind Samuel, 1 Samuel 8 and 9. 1 Samuel 8 and 9 is the place in which the Israelites said to God, to Samuel, and to God, we don't want to be different than the other nations. We want to be the same. We want a king. We want to have a king. And so Samuel went to God and he said, they're rejecting me. And God said, no, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. And then he told them what was going to happen to them if they decided to go in the route of accepting a king. In the same way in Deuteronomy chapter 30 that he said, I now set before you life and death and I say to you, choose life. Talking about following the law, following the things that he was putting in place for them that were going to make them a healthier, whole community that would prosper in the earth. In the same way, he was saying to them, if you take on a king, a monarchy, this is what's going to happen. They're going to take. The king is going to take all of the best. Even the best of the kings, the king that is put in place, will do such things. And the king then translated into monarchies. And that is everywhere in the world. At the time of our revolution was a monarchy. There were no independent people. And so our founder said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is important to understand, and then to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. It's important to understand what their mindset was and what they understood about the position that they were in. And their mindset was this: we are no longer going to be under a king. We are not going to be under a monarchy. We have had a revelation of understanding how God created us. God created each one of us to be independent, each one of us with equality, to be equally heard and equally understood, and to have an opportunity to put hands to the plow and keep what we plow, an opportunity to build a business and to keep that business and not have a king come in and say, oh no, I'm going to take this and I'm going to take that. That when we have children, those children would remain under our home, that they would truly be the quiverful and the blessing from the womb that God said that they're supposed to be. That's what our founding fathers understood. And it was totally disruptive to monarchies. It was totally disruptive to the governments of that day. In the same way that Jesus came and said, I'm overthrowing the temple because you've turned the temple into something it had no purpose to be. It was a foreshadowing of what God himself wants to do, and that is to turn us into his temple in which the Holy Ghost dwells. Folks, this is true freedom that we're talking about here. And we have surrendered it. We've given it to Washington, D.C., and we've said, no, we're going to be submitted to you, and we're going to fall down, and we're going to worship Washington, D.C., and the politicians that are there. And God is not happy about that. And God has said, I've got a better plan and a better place for you. We'll talk about it very in depth in the next hour.
These are domestic terrorists.
The six. It was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Morgan has been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason. They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, then they told me to come out, whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself, total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.